Okay, so welcome everybody. Welcome our family on live stream today. We're today March 29th, 2019. We're heading into April in a couple days. And we're with our brothers and sisters in Busia, Africa. Busia, Kenya, Africa, which is the eastern side of Africa and not the western side. So the western side is Sierra Leone, but they're all the way on the other side. They're closer to Asia. Huh? You're not too far from Asia, are you, Bishop Gabriel? All right. So today it's part 5 D. Part 5 D. Part 5 D. D. Yeah, it's the last part. Last part of this series concerning a key topic, the law of faith, or the God kind of faith, or the faith of God, right? Okay, you guys can hear me good? You can hear me good? Okay. All right, so number A. Let's start with number A. You guys, you got your notes with you, right? Number A, it says here, we need to get these verses on the inside of us. Okay, the verses that we looked at over the last couple months on faith, we need to get these verses on the inside of us. Okay, they got to get on the inside of us. This is part of renewing our minds and transforming our souls with them, those verses, the Word of God, right? So that the Spirit of God who resides within us will have something to work with, you know. Yeah, that's right. So the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, right? The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. So that's why we got to get the Word on the inside of us. So He's got something to work with. All right? That's something I did not know years ago. I did not know that I had to put the Word on the inside of me. All right? So that's what we're going to look at a little bit today. All right, this is not a long teaching, very short teaching. All right, so the first verse that we're going to read together is, we're all familiar with this verse, is this is Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2. So let's read it together. You guys ready to read it together? Okay, let's read it. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to the external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Okay, this is very, very important that we transform our souls by renewing our minds so that we stop conforming to the world, so that we start being transformed to the Word, so that we can walk in the Word. And everything we've looked at in the last couple months has been on faith, what the Word says about faith. Okay, good. Okay, the next verse. Next verse is Colossians. Colossians. I love Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Yeah. Okay. So let's read it together. And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. All right? So one of these days, I'm going to translate all into Swahili. We're live streaming here, so let's keep going here. Comment. All right? Since these last teachings have been all about faith and what the Word has to say about faith, we need to take the time to renew our minds so that we can think as God thinks regarding faith. And the only way you'll ever renew your mind and transform your soul in this area is by getting some of these verses on the inside of you. On the inside of you. All right? Okay, next page. Page 2. Page 2. All right, next one. Next comment. Ready? Let's read it together. They have to become just as real to you as they are to God, or else they won't work for you. And this is going to take time, as well as patience on your part.
Where's the time?
That's right, a seed of mustard. Okay, and that's Mark 4, 26 to 32, and Luke 8, 15. These are verses that you can look at later on. Okay, number B. Yeah, ready? Let's read it together. We have to get some of these verses on the inside of us so that the Spirit of God who resides within us will have something to work with. That's what I said before, right? Very important that we put the verses on faith inside of us so that the one who will perform those verses can perform them. He's the performer of the word, right? The Holy Spirit, right? So let's look at Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Let's read it together. Who, by consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above, all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. All right? So did you notice here? I wrote here comment. Let's read the comment together. The creator of the universe, as well as the performer of the word, lives on the inside of us. Wow. That's a big one. The creator of the universe lives on the inside of us. Okay, so let's read a couple verses here. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let's start with verse 1. In the beginning, God prepared and formed and fashioned and created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. See, the Holy Spirit that we read in Genesis 1, 2 is the same Spirit that we just read in Ephesians 3:20, God's power. Same Spirit. Wow, okay? Next verse is Jeremiah 1:12. One of my favorite verses in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 1:12. Can we read it together? You ready? Let's read it. Then said the Lord to me, "You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching, sleepless, over my word to perform it." You know, when I saw this verse back in 2007, the Hebrew has the word sleepless. I added the word sleepless. God don't sleep, right? God don't sleep, he nor slumbers, right? But this shows you just how much God wants to perform his word for us. God is alert, he's active, he's watching, sleepless, over his word to perform it. So we got to make sure that we give God what he needs from us so that he can perform the word. And what he needs from us is our faith. Because faith puts God to work. We touched on this before in the past teachings. Faith is the only law, the law of faith, it's the only law, it's the only instrument, it's the only avenue that puts God to work. All right. Okay, let's move on to number C. Number C. You ready to read it? And when it comes to his promises, or even if you've got his approval on something, no matter how big or small it may be, you will still need to become fully persuaded of it. All right? So once you have the Word of God, you've got a promise from God, you still need to become fully persuaded that God is able to perform it. And let's read Romans 4:21 together. This is another one of my favorite verses on faith. Romans 4:21. Let's read it together. Ready? Being fully convinced or persuaded that God had the power to do and to perform what he has promised. Okay, let's move on here. Page 3. Next page. Can you hear me? I can't hear them. Okay, let's read it together. All knowledge from God regarding his will has to be believed so that it can benefit us, profit us, or else it won't. And all of this has to do with this whole realm called the law of repetition, which carries the word repeat, which has to do with sowing or the confession of his word. Repeating the word continually, which is the only way that you will end up getting the word inside of you so that you can end up what? Believing it. And once you do end up believing it, you will need to keep on speaking it until God performs it or brings it to pass. Okay, so let's look at Hebrews 10. Next verse, Hebrews 10:23, one of my favorite verses. These are all my favorite verses. Let's read it together. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast to the profession or confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He's faithful. God is faithful to the performing of his word, but we have our part. We've got to be faithful to what? To hold fast to the confession of our faith. We've got to hold fast to it without wavering. So that means you can't confess the word of God one day and then the next day you confess your circumstances. You've got to keep confessing the word every day. Hold fast to your confession without wavering. Yeah. You like my pen? You like my pen? It says Bombardier. Bombardier. It's a jet. It's a company of a jet. It's a company of a jet. Bombardier. Yeah. All right. Okay. Next verse. Let's read next verse together. Mark 11:23. Everybody should know Mark 11:23. Read it together. Ready? For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Wow! You can have whatever you say. As long as you say what God told you to say, and as long as you remove all the doubt, you can have whatever you say. The church has been criticized for this, for teaching this. And I used to criticize it years ago. I didn't believe this years ago until God began to teach me these things. We can have what we say as long as we are saying what God told us to say. Because we are the body of Christ on this earth. We are the mouthpiece of God on this planet. We are the mouth on this earth. Yeah. All right, good. Okay, next one. Number E. Ready? Knowledge revealed to you personally as one of his sons, as well as to the corporate body regarding his sons, is the beginning in walking in victory, since the knowledge of and from God is meant to have you walking in victory. As you are becoming fully persuaded of that knowledge, so that he can perform it for you, which is where the victory is at. The perform word is the victorious word. Every word, promise, rhema, etc. from God are carriers of his knowledge according to and of his will. We touched on this before. When God tries to get knowledge over to you, he gives you his word. When Gabriel wants to get knowledge over to me, he opens up his mouth. Right? He talks to me. You talk to me, right? When you call me on Messenger, do you talk to me? Imagine if you didn't talk to me. Imagine if we just sat there and didn't talk. We would not be conveying any knowledge, right? Imagine here me sitting here doing a Skype teaching with you and I don't talk. I just sit there. No message, no knowledge, no education, right? So God conveys his knowledge, his will, through words. Through words. And we have the word of God, and rhemas, promises. That's how he gets his knowledge, and that's how he gets his will known to you and to me. All right, next one. F. Ready? The word of God, as well as the revealed word from God, is given to us in order to become an edification in our lives and ministries. And this word, edification, comes from the word edifice, which we get the word building, which we get the word build or built. And we should all know by now that all or any buildings does not get built overnight, needing to start off with a foundation. And even when it comes to foundation, this takes time, especially if you're going to build a firm one. Building a proper found so that you can build upon it, causing you to build a high edifice, able to withstand all kinds of storms and earthquakes, etc., in the natural. And the same principle applies when it comes to our walk with God. Same principle. Same principle in the natural is applied to us spiritually. And that's what we're going to look at. We're just going to wrap it up here, because last time, the teaching was a little bit longer, and Gabriel said we're running out of minutes with the data and all that, the bundles. So let's look at Matthew 7 here. Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look verse 24 to verse 27. So let's start with verse 24. Let's read it together. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise man who built his house upon the rock. Upon the rock. Yeah. Verse 25. And the rain fell, and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. On the rock. Verse 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Yeah. Verse 27, last verse. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it. Okay. Now, I don't know a lot about Africa, but I've talked to enough pastors in Africa that if they don't build a strong roof on their church building, when the storms come, it blows the roof off the church building. That's true, eh? It's the same thing. Yeah, same thing. Same thing here in Canada. Some places in Canada, they have tornadoes. We have no tornadoes in this area, in Ontario, and in this part of Ontario. We have no tornadoes. But there's some other parts of Ontario where they do have tornadoes. And if they don't have a good house, built, strong roof, shingles, the roof comes off. The shingles come off. It comes off. Yeah. Because the house wasn't built properly to withstand tornadoes. If you're going to build a house or any kind of structure where there's tornadoes, you better make sure that you spend a little bit of extra money and build yourself a firm foundation. And with us as believers, concerning spiritual warfare, concerning being in the world but not of the world, but we're in this world, we need to build a firm, strong foundation upon the Word of God, like a rock, so when the storms come, so when the devil comes, so when demons come, we can withstand those and have the victory. That's the whole point of walking by faith. That's why God gave us faith. The Bible talks about the shield of faith. We already looked at that last week or 2 weeks ago in Ephesians 6. Using your faith as a shield. The shield of faith. Yeah, it's part of the armor. It's part of your foundation. So you can withstand the storms, right? Yeah, okay, so this was short. So I want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for my live stream audience. Today we're a little bit earlier here in Canada. We started recording at 9:30. In Kenya, they were in Busia, they were at 4:30 in the afternoon. So they're almost what? It's 5 o'clock over there, right? 5 p.m.? See, there you go. It's as if I'm in Kenya, you know? I think like a Kenyan. Yeah. The only thing is, I can't speak Swahili. No. But I can speak in French. Yeah, land in English, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because... yeah, I don't want to go where there's only Swahili. I got to go where there's English-speaking people, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's good. So I appreciate your time. And so it's going to be another couple of weeks before we do another teaching. Maybe another 2 weeks. We'll see. Maybe next week, maybe in 2 weeks from now. So we'll see. So I want to thank you for my live stream audience. I want to thank you for all those on Facebook who watch me. I want to thank you for my followers on YouTube. And I want to thank you, my brothers and sisters in Kenya today and Busia with Jesus Reigns Forever Ministries. Amen. Amen. Okay, we will talk to you guys later. Victory. Victory. Amen. Victory. Victory! Victory! All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.